In spite of the haters telling you the class is going to fall apart, Hugh just keeps adding new commitments.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it on this Friday. Got something exciting to talk about. Hey, just when the bye week content was running dry, Sam Turner comes in and saves the day and flips his commitment to the Auburn Tigers. We're going to break down all that, get to know Sam Turner, talk about how different recruits view this thing. And hey, are we done yet? Is there something else on the horizon? And we'll talk about that too. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Give them, just say $300. They'll give you another $300 back on top of it to play with absolutely free just by using the code. The sports book is insane. There's lines for everything, every single sport you can imagine. If you like cricket, they probably got some cricket in there, but they definitely have college football, NFL. You got football that's every single night for the next like 55 days straight. Like, it's crazy. So check them out, show them some love, and don't forget that coupon code next round. Excuse me. Friday night or Thursday night late around 7 p.m., 7:30 Central, Sam Turner finally flips his commitment from Georgia Tech to the Auburn Tigers. We kind of caught wind of it out on the barn earlier in the week, actually. Didn't have a name, but we said, we felt like there'd be a flip towards the end of the week. And sure enough, as it grew closer, we caught wind that it would be Sam Turner. Everybody's excited. And just another weapon that Hugh Freeze is adding to this class that can be, I think it's going to be somebody that can be special. So who is Sam Turner? He's from Southwest DeKalb High School, basically in Atlanta. 6'3", 190. Okay, that is a Hugh Freeze type. Hugh Freeze has a type when it comes to wide receivers, and Sam Turner fits that mold. He likes those bigger guys that can burn. Sam is a deep ball guy. We're going to get into some of his stats in just a minute. So don't think he's a big, tall, slow possession receiver. This kid's explosive. And, you know, the fact that he's an Atlanta kid, the fact that he's a Georgia kid, I don't think we can have enough of those. Look, there was a time back in the 80s, back in the early 90s, when that Auburn-Georgia rivalry was just the bomb, basically. It was another awesome game on the schedule that you looked forward to every single year. Auburn had a bunch of kids from Georgia. Like, that's how Auburn has sort of made their living. You get a bunch of kids from Georgia, almost as many kids as you'd have from the state of Alabama. Auburn's right there on the Georgia line. And basically it puts a lot of skin in the game for them. You know, they want to go beat their in-state school. And so anytime you can add a kid, not just a kid, not just a body, you can add a player from Georgia, you're fired up, because again, you want them to want that game. You want them to want that, you want that win. Like, it's, everybody wants to win, but Georgia kids playing for Auburn, traditionally, that's that game they have circled. They want to go show the Bulldogs. So anytime you can get a kid like this, it's great. And then if he's a player like Sam, it's even better. So Georgia kids are very, very important. Atlanta kids are very, very important. Kenyatta Watson is obviously a big factor there, and we're going to talk about him a little bit more in just a second. But continuing to talk about Sam, look, it's hard to find like hardcore stats on him, but he posted his, I retweeted it this morning. He posted his midseason highlights. Okay. And that was on like September 21st. And it said at that point in time, he's had 21 receptions, over 400 yards, and 12 touchdowns. And I think that'd be through five games. And so you do the math, obviously you're talking 20 plus yards a catch at 6'3", 180. That's exactly what this offense, that's exactly what Hugh Freeze wants big plays, big guys and big plays. And I think that's something that is very, very important to kind of make this offense go. Shortly thereafter, a week later, he posted a film about a game where he had, six catches for 200 plus yards and two touchdowns. Okay, so again, I think you can go in and edit your highlight film as it goes. So I'm not sure if that's included in that mid-season highlight film. I think it's actually after the fact. So if that's the case, he's somewhere hovering around 600 plus yards and 14 touchdowns, which is through just a few, through six-ish games. That's pretty impressive. And Georgia, that's obviously really good classification of football. And I think he has offers from Alabama. He has offers from Georgia, Mississippi State, a lot of SEC schools. He was really locked into the hometown school. And I think it was Auburn pretty much the whole time, but we just had to wait and make sure everything was going in the right direction. He did have some interesting comments when he came in on his official visit, I believe, to Arkansas. Said he saw some things that he was concerned about or just wasn't what he expected. And I understand you had four turnovers in that game. But at the same time, you also didn't have a quarterback commit in the class. So, and we'll kind of get that to that in just a second. But everything I've heard about this kid is maturity. Maturity seems to be the common theme. And when you have a team that is, when you have a team that you seem to lack that person that can, you can turn to be a little bit more calm, a little bit above the nervousness in big moments. Anytime you can add multiple of those guys to your class, you feel really good about the future. And Sam Turner seems to be, at least from everybody I talk to, from everything you hear in interviews, he seems like he is well beyond his years as far as maturity goes. So if I can add all those things together, 6'3", just under 200 pounds, check. Good speed, check. Good hands, check. Atlanta, Georgia, check. And now I add somebody that's mature beyond their years and somebody that's ready to come to work and somebody that I feel like I can depend on, somebody that I can feel like I can, lean on to make a big play. I mean, you got pretty much the whole package there. And I think that's what you got in Sam Turner coming in. Don't care about the ranking on Rivals. He's a top 230 player, I believe. And he could easily jump up the rankings towards the end of the year on the other sites. I think this staff has shown that they can nail evals. Doesn't matter what their ranking is. They typically don't miss. It's very rare they miss. I just take a look at Caleb Harris, who's getting midseason freshman All-American awards. And he was the lowest rated player in last year's class. So I think it's definitely something to be excited about. I want to talk a bit about Kenyatta Watson, how different commits see things and how big Deuce Knight played in this recruitment. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. I know he's fired up about this commitment. You need to go to retirementresults.com/plan. You need to go there and just make sure, just check. Why not verify that what you have in place is adequate? What you have in place is taking advantage of all the products you can take advantage of. What you have is getting rid of all the fees that you can possibly get rid of. There's no sense in just throwing your money away to fees that you don't have to be paying. Ford Stokes is the guy for you there. Hey, and then if you don't have anything in place, he can kind of help you put together your own plan. So that you can, reach your goals. So great guy. Make a big friend at the same time. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes with Active wealth management. All right, commit C, things different. I've said it 1,000 times. You know, we got, you're 2-4 through midway through the season. And after the fourth loss, after the third loss, since the third loss, you've added a 5-star quarterback. You've convinced a child to come to school quicker in Cale Ellis and to get on this team faster, who's committed in 2026. And then you flip Sam Turner. And I don't think you're done for the week quite yet. We'll talk about that in just a second. Commit, see things different, man. You're watching these young guys. I think it's something definitely that rings very true with them. You see some of these young guys that are starting to break through early, and you see Hugh Freeze leaning on some of these younger guys, especially defensively. And you say, hey, man, there's something special here. There's something special brewing here. You look at this young talent that's being continuing to be stacked and developed early and getting playing time early. And no, it may not be yielding the wins right now, but if I can come in and those guys are another year older and the guys in front of them are another year older, we're not far off from being a very, very competitive team. And Hugh has shown that he is not scared to play young guys. He's not scared to play he's not scared to sort of build for the future and get those guys in there and get them experience. You saw Perry Thompson, his workload is starting to increase a little bit. Malcolm Simmons over the last several games, his workload is starting to increase. Cam Coleman's been there from the beginning. And you lose Keandre Lambert-Smith after this year. You lose Robert Lewis after this year. You're going to need, you know, those three guys can't run all the plays. I mean, I know you got some other guys here, but there's easily a path to playing time. I mean, it's something that these guys see. And then you throw in the commitment of Deuce Knight, okay? And now I see the potential of the guy that's going to be throwing me balls in practice. This guy that's 6'4", 200-plus pounds, puts immense pressure on defenses to have to contain him, that's going to take attention away from me. And he can throw the ball 70 yards. And I can run really, really fast. So we're going to be a very good match. Once Deuce Knight flipped, it changed everything. It changed everything as far as guys wanting to be a part, extra guys wanting to be a part of the class. And another thing it changed is solidifying the class. People keep saying, you know, the class is going to fall apart. Now, if Auburn goes 1-5 over the next stretch, I mean, all bets are off. But it does seem like that this class is very, very locked in. It doesn't seem like there's a ton of guys that you're necessarily concerned about going elsewhere. Now, again, should the season fall apart? I mean, I totally get that could be a possibility, but some would say it's already falling apart. But hey, through two and four to start the year out, you're not only not losing commits, you're adding big time commits. It's not just like we're adding, you know, these run of the mill guys. You're adding big time commits, and I would count Sam Turner in that mix. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit. Been talking about Sam. I want to talk about someone else really quick. Kenyatta Watson. This was another one. There's a common theme, it seems like, right now over the last several weeks, and that theme is Kenyatta Watson. Every single recruitment, it seems like, he's right in the middle of. He's right in the mix. Deuce Knight. When Deuce Knight comes to Auburn, Kenyatta Watson is on his hip. You see Kenyatta Watson sort of putting out the bat signals for Sam Turner. It makes sense because it's, you know, an Atlanta kid. You know, when Kenyatta Watson was hired, I personally was extremely excited. I mean, I think I did a whole podcast with Zach talking about it. And a lot of people kind of mocked me. A lot of people said, hey, look at this is just trying to spin, you know, inflate and off the field coach. I mean, you're just trying to chase clicks, or you're just trying to do this, you're just trying to do that. But the bottom line is, this is not something that I've been just recently excited about. You can go all the way back to when he was first hired at Florida State, right before he got hired at Florida State, when he said basically he wanted to go into college recruiting. I've been begging to have this guy on staff since way back then. I think it was sometime around like 2021 or something like that, whenever he got hired by Florida State and then subsequently went to Georgia Tech, and then now he's at Auburn. The guy is just he's a beast. He just is. He knows everybody. Everybody knows him. Every kid loves him. And the connections that he has and the value he brings to this staff frees up so many things, because you don't have to you basically don't have to dedicate your position guys during the season to be just recruiting like crazy, to be having to spend so much time on the trail. Now, hopefully that frees you up in the future to be able to help continue to build and push this over in equal wins. But on the trail, this guy is killing it. This guy's killing it. Every single recruitment, he's right in the middle of it. And I think Auburn is very, very blessed to have him, and I hope they can keep him. This is one of the things in the offseason that when I talk about how Hugh kind of got the organization going off the field after this past January, after this past portal period closed in January, really went dug in and got that off the field recruiting staff sort of built up and set in organizationally. Obviously, with Will Redmond at the top, Kenyatta Watson a part of that. You saw the dividends that it's yielded in the spring portal with getting guys like Keandre Lambert-Smith, along with several others that have been impacts in that spring portal period, which is typically not a portal period that yields a ton of, you know, big time portal impacts. This is they weeded through, they found the best, they secured them, and they've all been very, very instrumental as far as impacts on the Auburn team. So you got that set, and then you saw the run of high school commits for 2025 lead all the way through the summer. I mean, the organization part of it, Kenyatta Watson is a big part of that. He's a huge, huge weapon, and I think we're very, very excited. We should be very, very excited that we have him and hope that he sticks around for a very, very long time, because he is invaluable to this staff. Are we done yet? I don't know. I don't know names, and I'm not going to talk about names right now, but I'm not sure that we're done for the weekend yet. I think there could be another flip on the horizon, and I think if you dig around, you could probably come up with some ideas of who it could possibly be. But yeah, I think that Auburn is not nearly done with this recruiting class yet. It seems like, and we may do a whole show where we need to dive into the ruling and whatnot, the decision that's going to come in April, and how this 85 scholarship roster versus 105 scholarship roster is going to play out, when it goes into effect and things like that. And it seems like, you know, Auburn's at 27 commits now. Now, I'm sure they're going to lose a couple. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's, you know, doesn't believe in Auburn and are leaving, but you're going to lose some. I mean, you're going to have some guys that probably won't feel like they can get a better, there's several higher rated guys in front of them, and they may feel better going to try to be the man in some other class. I can see that probably happening. But yeah, I think this class is going to continue to grow. I think it's probably going to be around, I've said, 28 to 30. I think you're going to look somewhere in that neighborhood of guys to add. And that's considering maybe losing one or two. So you're looking at adding at least three or four more. You got Naheem Offord that you're going to continue to push for. You've got a couple of defensive linemen you're looking at. One of them in particular, I think, set up for an official visit. He's committed to Tennessee. I know his first name's Darian. He's committed to Tennessee. He goes to the same high school as Blake Woodby and Darian Smith. Blake Woodby and Bryce Diaz, that St. Francis Academy. I think he's coming in for an official visit here soon. That could be one that you want to push for getting this class. There's several guys left on the board that Auburn's looking to add. And I think one of them may jump in the boat before the end of the weekend. So let's see what happens there. But I think the big overall theme is recruits see things different than fans do. So let's get behind the recruiting staff. Let's continue to pull for guys to being added and hoping that we can continue to build something here. You got and stack another big, talented, deep class on top of the one you just had last year. And then just hope that we can go on a run. I think you got some opportunities to maybe go on a little run, kind of like you did last year when you went on that little run. I wish some of these games were at home. They are on the road, which is going to be tough, but still, Missouri's definitely beatable. Kentucky's beatable. Vanderbilt's beatable. Hopefully you can, and then you play, I'm not sure if you play ULM before Texas A&M, but you got a chance to go on a little run here. And let's see if they can sort of salvage something in the season and build back up some excitement. And then you can really push to hit this class and go over the top with it. Because right now it's spectacular. And basically anybody that you add at this point in time is icing on the cake. So can you land a Naeem Offord? Can you land Andrew Babalola? Could you go on a run and look good enough to flip a Caleb Cunningham? This would be a tall task, but I don't think anything's off the table with this staff. So let's see what happens. Guys, if you like this channel, like it. If you like this video, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. Subscribe to thebarnauburn.com. You would already have known about this. You'd have already known about this commitment earlier in the week. We're way ahead of the game. So $1 for your first month. It's a great investment. And then it's just $9.95 after that. So, guys, we really appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend. And I'm not sure what we're going to do. I know we're going to be live Sunday night. Not sure what the Saturday schedule, not sure what the Saturday schedule holds, but hit that alarm bell so you'll know when something drops. So, guys, we really appreciate it. Thanks again. We'll be back again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.